The Guthrie family is producing a new series at the Guthrie Center. The Talkin' series will feature a lineup of folks who will join them for four Wednesdays in August, which August is right around the corner. In addition to the music, they will have discussion with special guests and Q&A opportunities from the audience with Arla Guthrie as the host. The series will be filmed for future broadcast. Arla's daughter, Sarah Lee Guthrie, is one of the panels. She helped put all of this together, and she joins us this morning to talk about it. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you.
Always a delight to see you.
And
thank you for coming in, and really good to see you. So how did this idea? It's a great idea. How did it come about?
Thank you. Well, our director, George Lay, actually approached the family years ago with this idea to do a talking series, just sort of bringing in some of the old friends and family that we've encountered over the years, and kind of give the audience a little bit more of an up-close and personal, getting into in depth to some of these relationships of Arlo's friends and people that we've would love to have in the building.
So is that difficult? I mean, I'm in the midst right now of planning a family reunion. Getting everybody in one space at one time is really hard. So did you have those difficulties, or did once you called, everybody said, oh, I'll stop what I'm doing?
Who doesn't want to be in the Berkshires
That's
in the
right.
summer?
That's true.
Right? So there was the big lure there. And I think, in our family, if we want to go anywhere, we have to book a gig.
Makes sense.
We really didn't want to be on the road anymore. So it's like booking ourselves at home so that we can all be together and bring some friends into the equation and have a good time in August, in the summer.
All right, so let's talk about these various weeks. August 1st is the Talkin' Family Archives with Cole Quest and the City Pickers. And is it Canoni?
It is, yes.
Yes, Anna Canoni. And so tell us a little bit about this program.
Yeah, so Anna and Cole are both Nora's kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so Nora is Arlo's sister, and Nora has been running the Guthrie Archives, the Woody Guthrie Archives and Foundation, for many, many years. And so Anna and Cole have grown up in this environment. And Cole has, kind of gone off to create this amazing bluegrass band. So high energy, super fun bluegrass. We wanted to just play some music with Cole. He's fantastic. His band is fantastic. My dad saw them and said, I want to collaborate. So a great opportunity to get him through the door and to have Arlo and the rest of the family kind of collaborate with Cole. And then the talking kind of element of this is to bring Anna in, who has actually worked very closely with her mother, Nora, on a lot of the archive projects that have come out, like, Billy Bragg and Wilco project that started this whole thing, but many that came out after it. And she, in her own right, is doing a great research project on some of the women in our family.
Mm.
My my kid's great-great, Eliza Greenblatt, a Yiddish, famous Yiddish poet, people like that are in our family that we don't, often hear about. So I'm excited to kind of learn a little bit more from Anna on kind of in depth on what her upcoming projects and more about the archives and what the foundation is doing.
That's great. And the archives, for you, for any of us, it's great.
Yeah.
But for you, personally, it must be wonderful to have this opportunity to sort of dig back and see. And as you said, there's certainly parts of the family that you know very, very well, and probably have heard those stories a billion times, but then there's also these aspects that are a little more foreign to you.
And it's totally a personal journey in such a way, because I want to hear these stories.
Sure.
I want to hear these stories that she's found out about, not just my great-grandmother Eliza, but my grandmother Marjorie, who was incredible, started the HDSA, the Huntington's Disease Society of America. She was an amazing, amazing woman. I want to hear that story, and I want to hear it from Anna. I think sometimes as the generations go on, to hear the perspective of the next generation is often really enticing to me and interesting. And not only that, but we have like a video and film photos aspect of this show where we'll be able to exhibit some of these archival things.
Yes.
Yeah, archives photos and yeah.
And then a wonderful opportunity for the next generation, for your kids.
Absolutely.
Good Lord,
it's
that's
bringing,
beautiful.
Yeah, bringing forth the history and keeping it relevant.
The next week is August 8th, and again, these are all on Wednesdays in August, all of these at the Guthrie Center. And you can find out more information, by the way, I'll mention this at the end of the program, but it's GuthrieCenter.org, GuthrieCenter.org. Talking Shenandoah.
Yes.
So this is Terry Oliveri Hall, Stephen Carroll Ide, David Grover, and Rob Putnam. And this is, so you go into the, like, what, mid-70s, 80s, right?
Yeah, mid-70s. They were Arlo's backing band from mid-70s through the 80s. And, I don't even know when it ended. But for many, many years, Shenandoah was a huge part of our lives. And I don't know that they've had a reunion in an awful long time, and so this is a really cool and rare opportunity to see them come together, collaborate, play some songs with Dad, and talk about old times.
Bruce Clapper will be a part of this as well.
Yes, so he was our tour manager, actually still is our tour manager, as is Terry Oliveri, is still our drummer. And so he can reflect on a lot of things. You know, it's oftentimes what can we remember? And I think just going down the road the last year, I've been on the road with these guys and hearing some of the stories, I think it's going to be a blast to share some of these old times.
Okay. So speaking of what you can remember, you'll be on a panel and on a one of these Talking Guthrie family on the 15th. Abe, Kathy, Annie, and you.
Yes.
So
yes.
You have to remember all that. You're going to get some.
Yeah, I'm hoping
stories
some
together.
Photos and some videos might jog our memories.
You're going to get ready for this. Do a little investigation.
Maybe, somewhat, yes. Yeah, we are going to go back into the archives and pull some old photos and some old videos and be able to talk about the old times. But also, you know, in a forward motion, because I think we actually have a little theme here. We have like Anna and Cole, the first time we're in that next generation. Then we're going back to the early 80s with Shenandoah and we're doing a bit of a retrospective. Guthrie family, I think we're moving ahead again. We're talking about how the generations move forward and how the legacy continues. And
do the four of you have similar experiences, or are the age differences enough that there is, I'm the youngest of five.
Oh, yeah.
And my oldest brother's 20 years older than I am, and it's, you know, I don't even remember him in the house when I was born. We have a close relationship, but you know, it's very different.
Right. Yeah. No. Well, we're in a span of 9 years.
Yes.
So much closer.
Much closer.
And yeah, I think that Abe, my oldest brother, has definitely got a different perspective than I do. But we all kind of share a lot. I think they'll be both. I think they'll be a little bit of, I don't remember that. That didn't happen. And then, no, that certainly happened. And we'll hash it out on stage in front of everybody.
And in front of your dad, too, yes. Which is, that'll be fun.
That'll be interesting to see how much of it he remembers and his perspective on it as well.
I'll get to the last date here in a second, but I assume he was agreeable to all of this he loves this idea, right?
It was George's initial idea to do the Talkin' series, but really it was last fall. I'm on the road with my brother Abe and my dad. We're doing the Regeneration tour, and we just started to think about how we could end up staying home more this summer, for one, and kind of keeping Dad home a little bit more in general.
Sure.
He really wants to kind of establish the Guthrie Center as a place where he can go and perform, and maybe, you know, audiences can come to him a little bit more often than he goes out, which was a great idea, I thought, you know, keeping him home, keeping him especially as we move forward and we look into the future. So
sure.
It was actually his idea to have, a more enhanced experience to do the broadcast element of the show, which was to kind of bring, you know, bring the church to the rest of the world.
Bring it to the people.
Yeah.
Finally, on the 29th, it's Talkin' Bromberg, David Bromberg, legendary performer, of course, a dear friend of your father's. And they've been playing together for a very long time.
They have, since the early 70s, I think. Yeah. I'm really excited about this one. To have someone like David Bromberg in the Guthrie Center, I think, is just going to be really, it's such an intimate experience. You would never see David and Arlo in one place with just 100 people in the audience. And so this is, and they haven't really collaborated. You know, often we're on the road and we're passing in the night to some of these old friends and stuff. And even if we get to do a show together, it's only a day. And so For these guys, especially for David and Arlo, and for Shenandoah and Arlo to get together, is just going to be like, it's really exciting for me to see the collaboration that can happen.
Yeah,
and
very special.
And, yeah. And what are they going to talk about? You know, that's the stuff I'm excited to. And this is the idea also, is to allow the audience to kind of participate in this. You know, being that it, we really would like it to be a community event, and that people kind of come in and voice their what do they want to hear about. That's why we wanted to have the question and answer kind of element to the show. I'm often stopped in grocery stores and places, you know, oh, I always wanted to hear, you know, I always wanted to ask Arlo about
story.
This thing.
Sure.
My aunt was in Alice's restaurant, whatever it was. And I think people feel, you know, that Arlo's a part of their community. And this is just another way to kind of bring that together.
We have about a minute left, but the idea of a talking series, but there is going to be music too.
Yes.
Yeah, so there is many elements to this.
Yeah, we're going to play some music. We're going to collaborate. We'll let the person kind of do their thing, and then we'll kind of join them. Arlo will join them, and we'll collaborate. We'll talk. We'll play some more. We'll have a good time. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, it's a beautiful idea, and it's wonderful that it's all coming together and has come together like this.
I want to mention one more thing.
Sure.
Because we really do want this to be a community effort and gather as many people as possible. So I want to offer to your listeners a discount code. Can I do that?
I don't know.
Oh, maybe
but
not.
You know what? You know what? Let me find it out. Let me run it by legal.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah, yeah.
And then if we can, we'll put it on our website.
Well, if
so
you
just
can,
check the website.
Do that. Yes.
Yeah. I'm not sure how that works with the FCC because I just have to check that out.
I totally should have checked that before.
That's all right. That's fine. But it's very nice of you to do that. I'm sure we can work something out.
Okay.
All right. There's ways around it. Let's put it that way.
Perfect.
All right. Sarah Lee Guthrie is our guest. The Guthrie Center's Talking Series begins on August 1st when they'll be talking family archives with Cole Quest and the City Pickers and Anna Canone. Find out more at the Guthrie Center at GuthrieCenter.org and go to our website. We'll have information up there as well. You're listening. It's WAMC.org/roundtable. WAMC.org/roundtable. There'll be a link to this interview. There'll be a link to the Guthrie Center, and we'll help you out with the tickets as well. Sarah Lee, thank you so much for being with us. A delight as always.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Roundtable on W.